And welcome to the second episode of Box Seats, your official Denver Nuggets podcast from here on out. You have Sid on and your co-host, Chase Carnahan. Chase, how are you
How's it
doing?
going, Sid? I'm doing good. But we can't forget to introduce our guest for today, I guess you can call him. Or is he a third co-host for today?
I think he's a guest from the lovely state of Colorado. To hear our burning Nuggets question, hear and answer to our burning Nuggets and Drew Lock questions, I think, and
What's up,
preview this Game
guys?
7 we have coming up.
Thanks for having me, and definitely, yes, a guest. I am not going to join your podcast, so this is a
Well,
one-time
it's a
thing.
temporary, yeah. It's a short-term co-hosting gig, really.
The sponsors would have liked that. They don't like the
Yeah,
turnover
it's
anyway, so.
yeah, that's true.
Jack, let's jump right into it. We've seen the Nuggets go into four consecutive Game 7s here. America's wondering, why is Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray too high to finish a series in 4 to 5 games?
People are asking.
Every other team, I think, is they're just scared to close it out too soon. You know, they're not able to close out just because they really don't have the talent they have out there in Denver. You know, those two guys are really the two best players in the league right now, as Michael Porter Jr. would say. So,
No, go on
but
though,
in
go
all
on. That's
honesty,
cool.
they really are a very streaky team, and they really do need everything to be going their way to get a win. And so it makes sense that every one of their past four series has gone the distance because they do have a lot of holes that can get exposed. So they definitely drop a couple games each
All
series and
right.
makes
This is a
sense.
family-friendly show. Please stop talking about holes getting exposed. But weed was legalized too early in Colorado. Is that what America should be? Is that the consensus?
I don't think it was early enough, to be honest, but you know,
Wow.
it was the first,
I don't.
so
Well, the
I don't think it would
2009
be
Nuggets team did not need weed. I think J.R.
exactly.
Smith had
Exactly.
that. Kenneth, I mean that we did not need that. But thank you,
Fair
Birdman
enough.
and
Yeah,
J.R.
fair enough.
Smith did just fine without
Exactly.
weed.
I feel like if there was weed back then that was legalized, I feel like we would never remember Carmelo was doing literally anything.
Oh, that's
I mean,
true.
we only
Carmelo
remember him
Anthony.
because he forced his way into New York. I feel like if he had, you know, legalized weed there, why leave? And also, why bother being good and disappointing people all the time, you know? Why not just hang out, be a nice sixth man, go Lou Will routes? I mean, Melo could have way more of a
Jesus
chill career.
Christ. Now this is a
I don't know,
Carmelo
man.
Anthony hate podcast. This is a Hall of Fame. We just made him a
Yeah.
sixth man.
Yeah, I didn't sign up for this. Man, don't rip on him. You
But
got it.
also, Jack, do you think Mike Malone was coaching for his job these last couple of games? Like, this man was probably out of town if they didn't force this Game 7, I think.
I think you're full of it. He's very much loved in Denver and very much loved by myself. I think he's a big reason why we're even here, to be honest. Like,
Really?
without Mike Malone, there's just a bunch of ragtag guys that probably don't have the heart, you know. I think he's the heart and soul of the
Wow,
team, to be honest.
ragtag. I mean, you have the pulse on Denver, Colorado, so I won't argue with you there, but
I do indeed,
I did not know
yeah. I've been a couple times.
that. Why does
Can you also
here's
tell us why? Yeah, all right. Well, all right. You go ahead, Sid. This delay is ridiculous.
I'm wondering why does Nikola Jokic's game also make me feel like I'm drunk? Like, what is ha the mid-range? Is this man might have the best mid-range game. Anytime I watch him catch the ball and see the ball go through the hoop, I feel like I blacked out and have to
It's
remind
amazing,
myself, how
isn't
did this happen? Why, what
it?
did what was this offensive sequence?
It like every one of his shots looks like it breaks physics. It's arcing so high in the air, and like his they call it the Sambor shuffle in Denver. I don't know if you're aware of
Yeah,
that, but
I
his
have
signature
heard.
move. It's so ugly but so pretty at the same time. There's really no better way to describe it. Like, I honestly cringe every time, but I'm disappointed if it doesn't go in. So it really is something else. No one else can do it, so you might as well.
Also, is it possible that Jokic is low-key an underrated defender, Jack? Think that's possible? I mean, he's actually low-key been shutting down all the, halfway relevant bigs the Clippers have. I mean, it's been fairly impressive. What do you think about that?
I think that's a loaded question. Low key, possible that he's
Low
underrated.
key, maybe a little
Yeah.
bit. I mean, if you look at it in the
If
right
you're asking
lights.
me if he's competent at defending players every once in a while, then yes, I think that's very, very plausible.
Or maybe
But
when it
yeah,
comes
no,
down to it most.
he has picked it up, and I think there are some bigs that definitely have his number, and some that he really has their number, and it really comes down to, I think he's like learned, he's had enough playoff experience by now to like know, that if he's not feeling it one game, he can have his other guys fill in, and it helps that he has Mason Plumlee coming off the bench, who is, a little bit better at like defending, shot blocking, and if he's not feeling it, then he can defer to him. But I don't know. I mean, that's definitely the biggest part of his game that needs to improve, in my opinion.
I don't think he's gonna get faster, if that's what we're thinking.
I mean,
Yeah.
have you seen how many pounds he's dropped since March 11th? They'll remind you every time you turn on the
Yeah.
broadcast
They do like to
pregame.
talk about that,
There's
don't they?
been a lot of like.
Do we think they should re-release White Men Can't Jump if Nikola Jokic makes the NBA Finals?
I think they have
Who's
to. Yeah.
gonna play him?
Like a
Is he playing? Is this like
Space
a
Jam spin-off, but.
Thunderstruck situation? Is he playing himself, or does he have another actor playing him?
I mean, we have two white men on the pod. You guys could try out.
Well, I can jump. Chase, I think he's talking about you.
Actually, yeah, probably. Yeah, I can gain enough weight to be a Nikola Jokic
Oh, okay. We don't weight shame
lookalike.
on this pod.
Yeah. Whoa, what?
Only talk about
I'm
losing
only
weight,
about
not
like
gaining
15
weight.
pounds away. Ooh, also, all right. So, Jack, why is this, by the way? Why were the Nuggets a 2 seed last year, and were a 2 seed for most of this year, as a potential title contender?
If people love to hate on the small market teams, dude, like it's honestly,
There, now it
it's
comes out. Now it comes out.
they've we've dealt with it in Denver ever since Melo left,
Oh
and
my
we've
God.
been mediocre,
Relax.
and no one likes to like mediocre teams, but now that we're good, they still think we're mediocre, and I think really winning tomorrow is going to be the only
Oh.
way that they
Is that
are
a
able
guarantee?
to gain the respect
Potentially?
of the national the fans around the country, no, I'm definitely not guaranteeing a win, but I mean,
Would you like to?
I think I would definitely like to guarantee it, yes. If that's what you're asking. As you're as
Was more
yeah.
asking, would you? I'm kind of just implicitly begging you to make a guarantee.
You definitely want that hot take, but you're not gonna hear
I
that
would love to
one
hear it,
out.
man.
Do
Come
you
on,
think
man. I
Mike
think
Malone's a
they.
better Game 7 coach than Doc Rivers?
Yes.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean,
Doc
he's
has blown
two for
more
three.
3-1
What's
leads
Doc?
than any other coach of
What's
all
Doc
time.
Rivers' percentage? Yeah. Doc's already blown a 3-1
We
lead.
don't have a numbers guy on this pod yet, but we're finding, we're scavenging for one. So we'll get back to you on that.
Okay. Good.
But I mean, before we get into your Game 7 predictions, which I mean is that's going to be a guarantee. If you don't get it right, we'll have you back on and haze you. But what are your thoughts on Michael? What how does
That's
Denver feel
insane.
about Michael Porter Jr.?
Okay. I mean, he is definitely a
And his
character,
quotes,
right?
not just
So,
his game,
yeah,
his quotes too.
Yeah.
I'll
Personality,
focus
all
mostly
around
on the
opinion.
quotes. I'll speak to the game first. I think he's really he has improved throughout the year, right? So at the beginning of the year, he was a defensive liability, he was a really streaky shooter. But I like now that he's still a defensive liability, he's still a streaky shooter, but he's at least cocky, so we have that going
There
for
it
us in
is.
Denver,
Yep.
but in all honesty, I think he has shown flashes where Denver really wants him to be, that third star of the team and be that guy that we can go to. But we all know he's not there yet, and we all know it's going to take some time. So him saying stuff like he wants the ball more and him going for 15 points in game five and then literally not scoring until the last minute of game six doesn't surprise me that he can do that. But yeah, he's definitely well liked across all of Denver fan base. I can say that for a fact.
I will say he's done a great job at, like, actually not feeling like a nobody in a playoff series. Like, him having an impact against the Clippers is already impressive enough for me in his rookie year.
For me, for
like,
sure.
Well, essentially, yeah, essentially his rookie year.
100%. Mm-hmm. He's exceeded and, my
I mean, this is kind of just another – yeah, it kind of feels like another example of it kind of feels like another example of just the Mike Malone potentially relegating great players
to the heart bench of the Denver Nuggets.
Just because they're too deep. I mean, it happens every year, though. Like, Gary Harris, Will Barton, Malik Beasley. I mean,
that really is.
I don't know, man. Why don't you let them loose?
Too deep, you know. They have too much talent. It's a problem out there in Denver. I'm telling you. No, but in all honesty, it's hard to get all of those guys the minutes they deserve in playoff games because it's too risky to get people out of their grooves. So. I am liking that Michael Porter Jr. is getting the minutes that he's getting. And, you know, if he's on, keep him in. If he's not, take him out and replace him with any one of those other guys because their bench squad is just as entertaining, I think, as their starters, in my opinion.
Entertainment doesn't win Game 7s, Jack. I don't know if you've ever been in a Game 7 before, but you got to score more points than the other team.
That is very true. That is very true.
So what needs to happen? What do the Nuggets need to do out there tomorrow to win this game? What do you see in the last six games?
I really think you said it best, Sid. They're going to have to score more points than the Clippers. But no, I mean, obviously we know Jokic has been just pretty dominant in this series. Like I said to both of you before the series started, you know, who's going to guard him? They really haven't shown any defender that is going to take it to him every play down the court. So I think if he's able to play at the same level he's been playing throughout the rest of the series and the Nuggets, you know, like role players are able to shoot at the same clip they've been shooting at the last couple games, it's going to go the Nuggets way. But it takes a lot for that to happen. You know, Jamal's got to get going early. And, like I said, with Michael Porter Jr., he's so streaky that if he's just attacked on the defensive end, like he has been getting attacked, you know, it could get out of hand. The Clippers like building, you know, big leads, 20-point leads in these last games. I really they love do blowing expect them that to happen again. But, yeah, they do like blowing them as well. So I wouldn't be shocked, but I'd say it's definitely still favoring the Clippers. Like, I don't think momentum really has anything to do with this Game 7. I think it's just a 50-50 coin flip shot, honestly, for both teams.
How happy are you that you're not playing this game in LA?
Oh, my gosh. So happy. I mean, I wouldn't be playing the game in LA regardless, but I'm happy that the Nuggets are on a neutral court. So,
yeah. It'd be really intimidating seeing, like, 50 Clipper fans, you know, like, real Clipper fans get really, really intense. And then a bunch of people who just bought the gear, like, maybe, you know, a year ago, you know, also in the gym as well, kind of just cheering alongside. But, yeah, it'd be pretty intimidating for sure.
Yeah, the Nuggets did lose their last Game 7 at home, and that I know that was a killer for them. So it's not like that's a guarantee, but And I do enjoy the neutral court for it. Definitely makes it even more of a coin toss. So I'm excited. What do you guys think? You know, I know you're not Denver Nuggets experts like myself, but
Okay. I mean, I clearly am not an expert because I didn't know who the heart of the Denver Nuggets were. Apparently, it's Mike Malone.
Yeah, right.
But you know what? Before the NBA playoffs, Chase and I had a little discussion when we were just entering the bubble. And I picked the Clippers to make it to the NBA Finals. And I'll say this, I'm selling Clippers stock. That's right. This is also an investment podcast. And I'm keeping my Tesla stock, selling the Clippers stock. Sell, sell, sell. These guys can't show up. I've taken this series to a Game 7, blowing leads. I'm out, out, out. So I'm selling my Clippers stock, regardless of whether they win this game or not. And I think it'd be more entertaining to have an LA versus LA Western Conference Finals and see the stars out there. But I'm out on the Clippers.
Wow. Wow.
So, I
It's
mean,
not
I feel
all
like you could
about
have done that in more of a
entertainment,
Jim
Sid.
Cramer-y way, but yeah, that's pretty good, Ted. That's pretty good.
Thank
I don't
you. What
know.
do you
I
think?
think, yeah, well, I think the Clippers are a fake favorites. I wonder what my cash out option is on my $100 to have them win the title this year because the Lakers look better day by day. The Clippers look worse day by day. Honestly, I think it's gonna come down to this is like the most bland take of all time. This is gonna come down to final possession, I think, truly. And it's really gonna come down
Really?
to whether who's gonna be the clutch scorer at the end of the game, you know, whether it's gonna be Kawhi or Jokic. It's a matter of who makes the shot.
Really?
Personally, Jack, I'll get your opinion on this. Where would you rank Nikola Jokic among clutch players in the NBA? Because personally, I mean, every time you seem to see him late game scenario, he's throwing up these ridiculous rainbow shots and hook shots all over the place anyways, but they're always going in. And he
Yeah.
really seems like he shows no he's basically like a European Kawhi. He shows absolutely no emotion. Cool as cucumber. I mean nothing bothers him whatsoever. Even Pat
Yeah,
Bev's
no.
comments. It usually gets a, and I
Absolutely.
mean look how Russ responds to that.
I mean, I know you guys aren't big on stats, so I'm gonna make one up for you guys. I'm pretty sure Jokic has the most game winners over the last two seasons
That's made
in
up, right?
clutch
Is that
time.
can
So
we validate that?
yeah.
Do we have someone, please?
So
We have someone? Yeah.
it's definitely more than Kawhi, I'll tell you that much. So if it comes down to that, then I guess you just guaranteed the Nuggets win then. So
Oh
I
yeah.
think
So
I'm pretty
I
excited
think I
about
actually kind of
that.
I think I kind of am picking the Nuggets actually. That's actually my official take. I am picking the Nuggets.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna go stay
I'm that
safe.
down on the Clippers.
I'll probably
Yeah.
stay safe and take the Clips, but I will say this, and we've discussed this on the pod before as well. The Clippers, this is one of the least likable group of characters in NBA history, in my opinion. These guys, ugh.
Agreed.
So I mean, I would love to see the underdog and Nikola Jokic like black me out with a game winner in game seven against this team. That would be wildly entertaining. That's what you're paying the big bucks for.
Yeah, I mean, that would be enough entertainment to make up for the not getting LA in the Western Conference Finals, in my opinion. I mean, LA versus LA would be awesome, but the Nuggets are extremely outmatched by the Lakers. So if they do win on Tuesday, I really think it will be the last series for them this year. But,
Ooh.
gonna hope for it and gonna. Hopefully they get a 3-1 deficit in the conference finals as
That's
well.
all you
So
can
I feel
ask
like I
for
can
if
almost
they
guarantee that's going to happen. Almost guarantee it. I don't know. I don't know. Don't let the Rockets imploding make you feel better about the Nuggets. Or maybe feel better about the Lakers, I mean. I mean,
Yeah,
Harden
the
going 2
Rockets
for
stink.
11 in one of the most important games of the season, even if he is getting doubled, that's pretty pathetic. And Russ kind of just implodes by having the ball in his hands in the first place. So
Oof.
that's pretty easy to do. Lakers didn't have to put in that much effort, really. That's not even saying anything about nice about the Lakers either. Like, I
Well,
really don't
Jack,
feel any more confident in the Lakers after that series.
Chase,
But
please. This is the Nuggets
all
podcast. Jesus.
right.
Jack, I mean, we can wrap it up, but I mean, you have guaranteed a Nuggets win, and we'll have you on if they lose. And if they get to a game seven against the Lakers in a couple weeks here. Jeez, we'll have you on again so you can guarantee another game seven win. That's the good
Yeah.
luck charm, right?
Sounds like either way I'll be on, with the loss just to get hazed or a win because another game seven will be guaranteed. So
True,
look forward
exactly.
to talking to you guys again.
All right,
Of
well,
course.
tell
You sure you
Denver,
don't want to make a bet
Colorado,
on
you
it
said
first,
hello.
Jack?
Yeah, I bet my firstborn child on it. Nuggets and seven.
Oof. I like it. That's a guarantee right there. You won't hear
That's the
any of the
hot
analysts
take
betting their
you
children
brought
on
me on
this. No,
for.
no, no, no. Exactly. All right, man. Well, we appreciate it, Jack. We're all on your side here, for the record. We none of us want to see you get
Fantastic.
hazed. That's not fun for any of us. I
No,
mean, kind
no.
of, but a
All
little bit.
right.
Right, Jack. Appreciate it, man.
Take care.
And that segment of our podcast was brought to you by our very own marijuana. Go to Colorado, smoke some weed.
You have a strain? Bubblegum Kush?
No, we haven't gotten
OG Kush?
The sponsorships yet.
Okay. Well,
generally,
we'll get around to it.
We got about 250 people to get together who support weed to all donate about 25 cents. That was the sponsorship. Well, we'll move on to... I don't know if anyone's heard, but football is back.
Oh, football is so back, dude.
But
so
before we go in,
what the hell, man? You're just gonna bring football up on camera and talk
sorry
about it?
To tease. Sorry to tease.
Oh my
before
god!
Before we go on talking about football, I think we have to talk about this Lakers.
My balls are so blue right now. That was ridiculous. I got myself so hit up my own head for that.
I think we gotta talk about this Lakers Rockets series. Here, get excited about some Lakers talk. So why do the Rockets still suck? Who do we think we were getting? Because we got the Rockets that we are very familiar with. We knew what we were going to get, and we got those Rockets sooner.
I think them beating a team that wasn't supposed to make the playoffs in the Thunder impressed
okay,
us
relax.
So much.
That was
like,
good.
They almost
There's
blew
no,
that. They almost blew that series
the
too, though.
Well, yeah, you're right.
I'm kind of gonna do that. Yeah, but anyways, like, come on, like, barely beat them, almost choked that series away, and then, like, people were expecting, like, six games out of the Rockets. I mean, what's funny is that the Lakers didn't beat them by going small. Like, they didn't even go big the last two games of the series when they beat them as badly as possible. I mean, that was
right,
part of
right.
I thought it was weird. Like,
we
even Markieff Morris playing minutes is weird. I don't
exactly.
like that.
Exactly. And we'll see how the Lakers decide to stick, whether they decide to stay small, depending on who they play. But, I mean, this is just – so Mike D'Antoni's gone. And, I mean, I give the Rockets credit for always having the balls to lean in to the Golden State era and say that, you know what, we're just going to go for it and try to win, try to beat them. The best team they had was that year they took the Golden State Warriors to seven, right? And since then, it's been downhill. But, man, like, I think going into – I said last episode I was surprised by the Rockets winning game one. Because they don't show up, and they just decided not to show up. Like,
so
your sources inside the bubble tell you that Daniel House did invite a COVID.
Well,
tester.
I mean, everything I'm hearing from my very trusted sources has all been the COVID tester, which I think is kind of nasty, and also in very poor taste in this time to try and be around someone who has had that many close contact with everybody and. Potentially could come out with COVID if anyone were to get a positive result. I don't know, man. Daniel House, you nasty. Final take.
Is there anything negative about Daniel House or this COVID tester? Because it feels like the peak of this podcast is going to be getting one of those two on as a special guest.
Ooh,
so I
true.
Respect both of you. And if either of you want to come on this pod and talk to me alone, we can arrange that because I understand Chase as a media personality and a hater with bad takes. I understand if you'd like to rather you'd it would be more comfortable with just me.
Ooh, it's kind of
not,
good cop, bad
not,
cop
not
situation,
demonizing man. Your sexuality. Assuming that was how I mean, I understand that two people may want to get together in a bubble. And just talk. Because Daniel House has a family. Also, I'm not going to say anything negative about Daniel House's family if they want to come on the podcast as well. I'm open to that.
Give your opinions on it. Well, that's fair. That's fair. I mean, we could just become like the No Jumper pod and just start, you know, start airing out some dirty laundry. Maybe we invite her on just to clear her name, but tear down Daniel House. So I'm willing to do whatever it takes for ratings personally. So if you want to go that route, you can also approach me. Sid is too well respected of a media personality to do that. It won't stoop to that level, but I think I'm willing to. So
okay.
Put that out there.
All right. New podcast with the Ray Rice coming out next week.
Oh, I thought it was OJ. Did we get him?
I think we
did. We get him?
No, I'm a person of color and I can't do that. I think we've beaten the Rockets. That's a dead horse. So let's move on to the East really quick before moving on to the Moving on to the NFL. The East Coast.
All right. Well, I mean, I don't know, man. Am I the only one who feels this, like, it's going to be an exciting series, like, when you compare, like, the relative skill of those teams. But I don't know. I'm having a hard time getting excited about, like, the possibility of either of those teams being in the finals. Like, I guess they're both exciting in their own way, but, like, as far as really winning it all, like, I don't know, man. The talent disparity between them and the remaining teams of the West, I just think, is significant, unless the Nuggets make the finals.
Right. And, I mean, we don't foresee that coming. But I agree. But I think I think this series is going to be a lot of fun to watch. A lot of talent. A lot of just – I respect the hell out of coaching with Eric Spoelstra. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of adjustments throughout this series. I think it could easily go 7. But I get it. When you're looking that far ahead, it's not as fun of a matchup. I'm not even done with the Raptors yet. First, like,
the Raptors. There's a lot of hate given the Raptors, too. A lot of hate.
You could hate on the Raptors, but, like, I mean, I think with Kawhi Leonard out, you got to have a generally positive outlook about what you saw this season, right? They played their guts out. We were flirting with calling Pascal Siakam a 1 in a potential championship team, which I think,
it's kind of by default, you know, it's kind of just like, all right, like, you are the young guy who should take a step, you know, and we don't think that Fred VanVleet or Lowry's already just old, you know, like he is what he is at this point. And
but Kyle Lowry's just putting his heart out too, and I don't want to talk about the competitor that Kyle Lowry's is, because
I mean, he deserves credit for taking the series as long as it went.
Right.
I mean,
I'm almost going to fully attribute that to him. Siakam's kind of been exposed, right? Like, he was not a number one in this series. Kyle Lowry kind of carried the load. So I think
are you sure it wasn't the COVID tester holding the load?
Ooh, Jesus.
Ooh. Christ.
Family pod.
You're right. It says explicit, man. Come on. We can say these things.
You guys knew what you said.
A little free reign.
I'm talking to you, Kyle Lowry's children, who decided to listen to this podcast because they knew how positive, how high we are on him. You knew what you were signing up for. Yeah, I mean, Kyle Lowry's he's a competitor, man, but Pascal Siakam, I feel like, was exposed as far as just – there was talk online about sitting Pascal Siakam, which you're not going to do.
Ooh, Nurse, no, but you can't.
He was just not playing too hot.
Yeah, I mean, he's kind of like a broken washing machine. You know, he's always on spin cycle. he can't get off of it. He has no other moves. I mean, I've always felt that he's like – he reminds me of, well, he's kind of the first guy I really felt like this about, where it's like, you're good, you get results, but, like, the way you do it looks so, like, robotic and just kind of planned. Every move is, like, pre-planned in his head 3 times, like, you know, like, 3 moves in advance, but there's not enough, like, finesse or flow to it. I don't know. It never looked good to me. It was more just the fact that he's, like, a really hard worker that he's gotten to this point, like a souped-up Montrezl Harrell. But... Ooh. Well, no. But anyway, I don't know, man. It's kind of hard to put that onus on him to kind of be that guy right now. I think it's more just by default. We kind of felt like, all right, he is the best player. We're going to, you know, put the expectations on him and see what happens. Right, but
And I mean, the expectations may have been too high on him. But I mean, when you're like the star of a 50-win team with championship aspirations, I mean, that's just what you get. And I think,
Yeah,
so I think he last year too, like with Kawhi Leonard there, so much of the pressure was taken off of him too. I think it really let him flourish.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And the spacing just worked better. I mean, yeah, you don't want Pascal having the ball in his hands when you're really counting on a shot, you know? Like, he's a fantastic 2. I mean, I think most teams in the league would like him as a 2. I'm not sure if it'd be a championship level team anywhere besides the Raptors because their coaching and infrastructure, but. Yeah, man. I'm not too disappointed in them. I mean, it was kind of like it would have been a nice kind of story, but all in all, I mean, I wasn't really taking them that seriously to go to the Eastern Conference Finals again.
Okay, well, what are your predictions here before we wrap this up and move on to the NFL Eastern Conference Finals? What are we going to see?
I'm going to make this as fast as possible so we can get to the NFL as quick as possible, and I'm going to say Celtics in 7. I still think it's going to go 7 games. Still going to be a close series. And these teams are basically like, weird clones of each other in kind of a way. I mean, expects for Jason Tatum kind of being the X factor there. So, and obviously, I think that's the reason they're winning the series.
Yeah. I think more
star power. That's it.
Yeah, that's fair. More offensive. That's the playoffs firepower for you. For sure.
Exactly.
Yeah, I will, you know what? I want to say this series is going to go seven. More basketball, you know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna bet against this Heat team in a game seven. So just to keep things interesting, I'll go Heat in seven. I think X factor. I'll go with Jay Crowder as the X factor.
Ooh, I like that.
How he matches up against Jason Tatum. And you know what?
I'm putting Kemba as X factor here, man.
Yeah, that's fair. I just love just Miami's defense and their ability to switch on everything. I want to see Bam guarding Jason Tatum. I'm excited for the series.
Ooh, yes, yeah. And the thing is, we might actually see a little bit of Enes Kanter too. Like, I mean, the thing is, both these teams can go big or go small. Very versatile. Mm-hmm. Like, lots of lineups they can run, different schemes. Like, that's what I'm excited about. I'm excited for the coaching matchup. Like, you know, after each loss, how does each coach adjust? And we're seeing extreme adjustments in both like the lineup and overall like schemes. I mean, it's gonna be a lot of fun for any complete hardo who gives a shit about shit like that. But
with that mention of Enes Kanter, this podcast has now been banned in Turkey, so we can say bye to that revenue stream.
For the record, dictator in Turkey. Oh, gracious leader, not dictator. Very nice guy, I'm sure. Don't come after us. We actually denounced Enes Kanter on this podcast. Sorry, Enes. Come on, man. But leave us alone. We're good. We're friends. We're chilling. Yeah.
Pro Turkey. Pro Turkey? I'm not sure.
It's not a political podcast. We said,
keep
please.
Politics six, out of six my sports. Podcast, please. Yeah,
stick to sports, man. Stick to sports.
Now to talk about the NFL players kneeling. Chase, what are you thinking? Are you pro national anthem?
I am pro kneeling and pro national anthem. Is that position taken?
I think so, but
although it was weird though, do you want to know who made a last second decision to not kneel? Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield. So the Browns still stink, huh? Now we can finally talk about football. Yeah. Let's move on to what America tuned in for this right here. We're about 40 minutes in, I think, and we can get into it. What is going on? Wow, it feels good to have football back.
Oh, it does. Ooh, I feel alive. The NBA is a certain level of excitement, but knowing that you have a full day to commit to one thing, focus on that one thing, oh, man.
So,
I don't know, man. Tennis football is fantastic.
We can start with Thursday night football, Chiefs-Texans. I thought 9.5, Chiefs minus 9.5, I thought was kind of aggressive, honestly. And disrespectful. I was wrong. That offense, Jesus Christ, good luck with that.
I mean, DeAndre Hopkins is worth at least 6 points on betting lines.
I'm talking Chiefs-Texans. Oh, okay. Oh.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, every time I have to be reminded that DeAndre Hopkins is not on the Texans. That's what's happening. That's the Bill O'Brien.
How do you train?
I'm caught up.
You train with your best player, man. We can't be surprised though. I mean, the Chiefs. Nothing's gonna change there. Like they've actually added more talent, locked up everyone they needed to, and Andy Reid's still there.
I'm kind of really pissed too.
The best version of face mask, by the way.
True, that shield. Ooh, sexy.
We should all be wearing those. Why are we wearing masks? Why don't we all wear hat shields?
I think they're less effective, and also we don't look as good as Andy Reid. So now you'd be insulting Andy Reid.
Yeah, true. Yeah, it's kind of his thing. That's
fine. He really fills it out. I am also pretty disappointed that in every single fantasy football league, I was at the end of the first round, and I couldn't freaking just make the ballsiest move and take Clyde Edwards-Helaire second overall and just make people gasp at that. So I have him in zero leagues, which I'm really disappointed for, because I just wanted to freaking root for the Chiefs offense here and there.
I know,
but
exactly.
Dude, this guy looks like a fantasy stud, and he also just looks so good out there. This Chiefs offense is just ridiculous.
The Chiefs offense forever has made you know, like, relatively unknown running backs look fantastic, and this is far from that. Like, Clyde Edwards-Helaire is like potential, like, you know, every down back. I mean, I'm not saying he was – the one critique I had was that he wasn't great between the tackles. I mean, he's only, like, 5'8", 212. I mean,
though, if you're looking for
– he did. Yeah, exactly. I mean, they want to feed him, get his confidence up. Like, that is one thing – that is one very, very high positive is actually they wanting to get him involved. And the fact that, he pretty much executed – I mean, I think I saw a stat where it's like if they had like five or fewer, like six or fewer defenders in the box, he was averaging like 8 yards a carry.
Yeah, and in the third quarter. Good luck having more people in the box with Tyreek Hill, Nicole Hardman out there.
Yeah, exactly.
So the Chiefs are still really good. Bill O'Brien kind of looking like a clown, but I think with Deshaun Watson, they can potentially turn around.
I mean, they'll still be contending for the playoff. I mean, they'll still probably make the playoffs, but I mean, the AFC South is looking worse and worse by the second. Yeah. I mean, are we sure we can't? I mean, I'm not confident in the Colts. I don't know about you.
Yeah, I mean,
Phil Rivers is just going to keep doing Phil Rivers things. Rivers,
like, it's not the Chargers that lost one possession games. It's Phil Rivers that lost one possession games. I think
exactly.
This might be a curse. I don't know what's happening. Ill-timed interceptions follow this man like semen. That's the punchline.
You think God just made him have a kid for every single fourth quarter touchdown? Game he lost in the fourth quarter.
But, oh, man. He would have like 30 games. It's bad. It's bad out there, folks. It's bad.
He's working on it, man. All right. His wife can only do so much. Yeah, I mean, one every 9 months, but he has like four per year.
Yeah,
that
Philip Rivers game was not pretty. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, the AFC South is going to be ugly. We'll see how it turns out. But, you know, Deshaun Watson is the best quarterback there, so.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm not sure if you about the Titans, but I don't know. There's a lot of teams from last year that I'm just not like teams that made it far in the playoffs. I'm just not a huge fan of. Seeing a lot of regression.
Yeah, the Jags also make me want to finish like 3-10s every Sunday.
I want to start putting dip inside my eyelids or some shit, man.
Garden shoe. I am trying to be as high on nicotine as I possibly can while watching this. But entertaining. We can move on to the NFC West. What are your thoughts here? So Russ did cook.
He did. I'm not sure what he made, but it tasted delicious.
So
pan-seared chicken.
I actually didn't get to watch much of that game, but first and second down, because there was a little Bears game on, if you guys hadn't heard. But first and second down passing.
we'll get your thoughts on that later.
First and second down passing way up, I think.
I mean, it was crazy because I think by halftime, Chris Carson only had like three or four carries, and Hyde had only played one series as well, where he had made two or three carries. I mean, I was so caught off guard. Like, every single year, you have the same opinion. I mean, I probably had this opinion for the last, maybe 2-3 years of when we're running the ball way too much, and Russ is still playing MVP level the last couple of years. It's like, all right, man, are you ever going to fully commit to this guy? Like, you're paying $40 million a year to throw 25 passes a game and barely squeak out a win. Like, why not just kick the tires on it, Like, they've never given Russ a chance, Even back to – well, especially back to the days when defense was carrying everything. During the LOB era, but it feels good, man. I honestly feel so surprised. I almost think that it's a joke. I don't think it's real. Part of me thinks this is just a Shoddy just trying to save his job and goes back to the exact same thing next week.
I think it's a bigger problem with Pete Carroll than anything. As long as Pete Carroll is coach, I always believe that he's so addicted to running downhill on first and second downs. But yeah, I mean, Shoddy's probably part of it too.
It was great, man. It felt good. It really felt like the prayers were answered. Like my expectations are sky high for the season now, which is a dangerous place to be in.
That's tough. You do not.
I don't like it.
Yep. That's week one high. You do not want to be on. That's why
you usually want to be humble the first couple weeks. This is terrible. You don't want to be off to a hot start ever in the NFL. So I'm terrified. Actually,
bad for your fans for sure. You want to start 2-2. Mm-hmm. Maybe go 2-3 even, and then slightly start wondering, wow, is this a playoff team? And then get hot, and then get into
exactly, which happens to the Hawks every single year. Yeah, so it's a blessing. All right, so
that also that backfield though, oh man, that's not a fantasy backfield you want a part of. There's way more. I thought Chris Carson was more of an RB1 in that backfield than he was. I think he only played like 35 or 40% of the snaps, or got only 35-40% of the carries.
Yeah, I'm hearing rumors that they want to use a 1-2 punch with Hyde and Carson. I think it's only because of Carson's injury history. They still want to run him into the ground.
You want to name your sources?
I'm not going to name my sources, Sid.
Okay,
I saw on the ESPN Fantasy app, and this is a Pete Carroll quote that they're trying to do more of a kind of hot hands, a little bit of 1-2 punch. Which I get it. I mean, Carson gets hurt every year if you use him as a bell cow.
I'm selling Chris Carson stock too, just so everyone knows.
Hey, two receiving touchdowns though. Very, very, very fantasy relevant this week still.
Stock, sell all high.
All right, but yeah, I don't know. I'm overconfident in the Hawks, and I'm terrified, but happy.
Yeah,
we're all right. But now more on some more important things. How do you feel?
Oh.
After the Bears Lions shit show of a game.
I don't know. So I actually had to tune out. I had to walk away from the TV for a little bit in the third quarter. Also, I think it's so frustrating listening and watching a Bears game at this point because the commentators could not be more patronizing. It's awful. It's just awful. We're lauding Mitch Trubisky for just snapping the ball. And looking to his right or looking to his left. Oh, look at him. Look at his first read. We are just applauding this man for just looking, getting the ball.
It's kind of condescending in a way.
It's awful. Yeah. It's just so condescending. It's the worst. It's tough. You know, this offense is not going to be good. This defense is probably going to hold its own. And then you just run the ball, try to run out of the clock and try to let the defense win you games. I don't think
Where's the excitement? You just won. No, I thought this would be the game you get yourself too hyped up.
No, this
on.
Is I've missed three
touchdowns.
I've watched. See, you're making the mistake of getting too high on the Hawks. I'm not doing.
I'm not. So I'm trying to get you. I'm trying to get you in on
Mitch. That's just gonna hurt. This can only be.
I know.
yeah, I don't think this is the blueprint for the Bears. You don't want to be down 23-6. Especially to the Lions, Jesus Christ. Try to get yourself a small leads and let your defense hold them, run the clock. Get Pete Carroll. If Shoddy gets fired, Jesus, hire him.
If the Hawks are 9-7 this year, Pete Carroll may be on the hot seat.
No, he's not.
There were rumors last year. Not from my sources, of course.
9-7, probably.
I mean, that would be very disappointing. Given the expectations right now, that would be potentially catastrophic.
Expectations for me after one win.
Exactly.
Here, I'll give you a little bit of the NFC North analysis, and you can do a little bit of the NFC West, too. So I made a I'm not going to say mistake because he's still washed, but he probably listened. Calling Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, he did. You lit a fire under his ass.
Yeah. That
with
was
gallons of kerosene,
you know,
my friends.
I don't care. Good for him. You know, I have him in a fantasy. He's a backup. Mad. I won't start him ever. I'm just going to let him ride my bench. I have him on a bench in a fantasy football league. Good for him. Let him do it. I don't care. He's still going to lose a game against the Bears this year. I'll guarantee that. That's a guarantee. Aaron Rodgers losing a game against the Bears this year.
Okay.
But, right. Yeah, you know what? I'll tell you that. The Packers looked better than I was expecting. The whole – I don't even know how road games are going to look, but playing in Minnesota wasn't that tough. When there's no skull.
The home field advantage is really, I don't know. It's like the Saints game didn't feel intimidating at all. They're playing in New Orleans, right?
They're playing in Tampa.
I mean, I didn't really feel like the Superdome really made that much of an impact. Like all these, famed fan bases. I mean, I couldn't imagine how cool it would have been to be at how SoFi Stadium would have been opening up with pretty much a sellout crowd. I imagine that would have been really, really cool. Same for Vegas too. I mean, a lot of missed opportunities here, honestly, with the new fans. But is what it is. But
the Cowboys also got robbed on that late OPI call. That was bullshit.
Yeah. There's several OPI calls this week that were complete horseshits. Like the AJ Green one was terrible. The Gallup one was terrible.
I forgot about the AJ Green.
Come on, we made pass interference so that offensive players could thrive. Not so you could take away late game touchdowns. That would have been super sick.
Exactly. Come on, offense, offense, off points, 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 overs, overs, overs. You know what this pod's about.
Okay, all right. Well, so what about the Vikings though? Overall,
I'm still high on the Vikes, right? I'm not giving up on the Vikes. Still high? Right now. I think I still am fairly high on the Vikes. I don't know why they gave up 40 points, but apparently you can just Devontae Adams and Aaron Rodgers. You don't even need a wide receiver too. Their wide receiver two is like three guys, but that offense, I mean, that connection is potent. I'm sticking with the Vikes to win the NFC North. I think I can't wait. These expectations also, can you imagine if the Bears win the NFC North? This podcast is going to be so fun. Like the expectations are so low.
Club dub segments every week.
The expectations are so low, but.
Oh yeah. It's so,
bad. Are you scared of Kyler Murray?
Yes. Yeah, yes, I am. I've always been scared of Kyler Murray. And last year, frankly, I was surprised that they I was actually surprised the Cardinals weren't better last year. I mean,
really?
I mean, I think the D-Hop addition is pretty massive, mm-hmm. to say the least. I mean, he only had 14 catches for 154 yards.
Yeah.
And, like, a touchdown. I mean, no big deal. No big deal. But, yeah, I think it might be possible that the Niners are the worst team in the NFC West.
Really? Yeah. Kyle,
I mean, they might have the worst quarterback. That's for damn sure.
I mean, that might. I mean, Jared Goff's more.
Jimmy
accurate.
G looked. It is true.
Jimmy G looked terrible in the fourth.
He did. Oh, he always does. Whenever they have to rely on him, he always chokes. I watched it in nearly every single game last year. At the end of losing, was all because of him.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that they're. I mean, I cannot believe they invested the money in him that they did so early
on.
They
also did that like six games, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now you're committed to a guy for a couple more years who, frankly, has already proven to you he can't win a Super Bowl. unless your defense is absolutely carrying you.
Yeah,
which,
and that defense is going to be hard to do again. Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be basically like a Bears 2.0, but with a slightly higher floor. Well, they got slightly, a decently higher floor.
They don't have
still.
A lot of
offensive
weapons either.
I know their good receivers are Hurts. I mean, Monster is fantastic. I will give them that. They really, I mean, they pound the rock the same as always. But I don't know, man. Super Bowl hangover. I still think the Niners are only going to go like 9-7, maybe an 8-8. But yeah, and the NFC West overall though is stacked.
Yeah,
Cardinals are more dangerous this year. The Rams are getting too much hype that I'm not comfortable with, that they haven't really earned after how terrible they were last year.
I'm not ready
to crown them. Not everyone's that great on and also Sunday beating the Cowboys does not impress me. Yeah, the Cowboys I still don't hold as a good team either, until they prove me wrong otherwise. So yeah, I thought that was a pretty oh cool, 2-8-8 teams are playing in Sunday Night Football. Let's all get hyped up about it, mm-hmm. and put some expectations on them when neither team is really that good, in my opinion. So. The West is stacked. It's gonna be tough, but we're probably gonna have at least I think probably gonna have three NFC West teams in the playoffs this year.
Really? You think the Cards Niners are not making it? So you think the Rams? I'm kind of out on the Rams.
No. I think the Rams are probably the worst team in the NFC West. Probably like a 7-9 team.
Well, you had just said the Niners might be.
It might be, but I think they're going to make the playoffs. I think they're the worst team, but I think they're going to find a way in the playoffs regardless. Their defense is too good.
Okay, fine. Nick Bosa.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough – I mean, I hope the Cards are good just because it'll be fun to watch, right, that offense.
Exactly. And Cliff Kingsbury is very entertaining, honestly. One of the more entertaining sideline coaches. I mean – It's almost hilarious how seriously he takes himself and his own looks.
That might be the most, yeah, that's easily the most entertaining group of head coaches in the NFL, the NFC West.
Ooh, true.
That's not even close.
Pete Carroll is literally escaped from an insane asylum every time he goes to coach.
Why? That is such also the most West. Could you have that group of head coaches in any other division, in any other corner?
Imagine them in the AFC North.
In the NFC
for like 2
North,
seconds.
The AFC North. Can you imagine the Packers fans showing up for Cliff Kingsbury?
No. First of all, Rodgers would never respect Cliff Kingsbury. That would never work.
Sean McVay in, oh my God, in Green Bay in January. How much do I have to pay to get that to happen? Please. The black and blue division? Jesus Christ. Yeah, that you can't. Sean McVay, Cliff Kingsbury, Kyle Shanahan, you can't sell these group of guys. Also, they kind of.
East Coast too. They get killed. If you put them in the NFC East, they get murdered by the
media. They're all very similarly shaped too. Not all white people alike. I wouldn't say that, but.
I mean, you implied it. That's all right. Okay. We'll move on from it though.
Okay. NFC North. Scared of Aaron Rodgers just a little bit, but he's still washed. And the Lions are awful. Jesus. But Lions, that was the most Lions thing to happen. Wow, that was hilarious. DeAndre Swift also dropped a game-winning tutty. Like, what?
Oh, my God, dude. He's a tough preseason, man. Like, he went from, like, potential fantasy all-star.
Adrian Peterson stole all his touches.
Yeah, he stole his job. Like, he couldn't beat out Kerryon Johnson, who isn't even that great. And AP comes off out of nowhere, not even knowing the offense. He's like, yeah, I'm just going to rush for a casual 90 yards while you choke away the game. Yeah. Rook.
Poor guy. Poor guy. That was a big big gasp moment in that game. That was tough.
Oh yeah. Would you care to talk about the Bengals Chargers game at all?
Yeah, let's move on to the AFC North. I have some Baker and Lamar talk for sure.
Oh, but we
can start with the Bengals Chargers talk. The Chargers are winning close games now, so that's why I think the curse is with Philip Rivers and not the Chargers.
Exactly. Beating the worst team in the NFL last year, the Cincinnati Bengals.
I think they're probably going to win like six games.
Yeah, it's pretty fair. Even with starting a rookie who probably isn't ready to start yet.
Yeah, I mean, he looked okay. He's got a good sense of the game. Tyrod Taylor's also got kind of a nice deep ball. I forgot what Tyrod Taylor looks like, but him and Mike Williams.
First of all, it's Tyrod.
Oh, is it?
Did you not watch Hard Knocks that one year?
Oh, you're right. Yeah. I do remember learning that and immediately forgetting it.
Yeah, same here. Yeah. I had to be reminded by PMT today to actually do that. I was like, oh, wait. He's been so irrelevant and out of my mind.
That was the Raiders year. Or what year?
I think that was the Browns year.
When he started.
When Baker took.
Yeah.
But no. Overall, though, Burrow did look pretty good. I mean, that Bengals team is pretty fucking bad. But my opinion on Joe Burrow hasn't changed. I think he's gonna be a franchise superstar kind of quarterback. Mm-hmm. But I will never forgive Randy Bullock, that fat fuck Randy Bullock.
Wow.
Who faked an injury? Let's not forget. But as he pulls his, after the play, claims to pull his right calf, and then mentions his left calf. Oh. Left calf in an interview. It's like, dude, come on, man! Just own up to it. Own up to it. They don't belong in the NFL.
I was in the league, I would do the same thing. I'm not going to miss game-winning field goals and act like I'm healthy. Also, you could tell right away. Zach Taylor, is that the head coach of the Bengals?
It is.
I'm going all in on that. If you're from Cincinnati, just turn off the pod. I would be okay with you here. If Zach Taylor is his name, he was not buying it. He looked away and he was not having it. As soon as Randy Bullock did that, he was not having any of that.
He's pissed, man. He's like, dude, oh come on, now I have to cut you on Monday and I have to go look for kickers.
Kickers
so
have
much
also,
work nowadays.
Over the last 2 years, kickers have never been as bad. Like there's so many bad kicking highlighted. And I mean, I'm sure part of that is just bias because now the extra point is long. We just see more missed kicks. Mm-hmm. But
yeah.
Kicking?
I mean, just because to show how mentally weak they are, dude. I mean, I don't know, man. I kind of like it. We need more football player mentalities in our kickers even. Like, guys who don't give a shit, regardless of results, still going to get there with the right mentality. Like, we got a lot of soft-ass kickers in the league. Mm-hmm. I think this is just a great way of weeding them all out.
Yep. Clone Sebastian Janikowski. I want 31 more.
Oh, speaking of fat fucks who can't do anything.
Jesus.
God damn it.
His kick power in Madden 11 was like 99. I got him every time.
That's true. But he is – I guarantee if you're kicking off if you're in kickoff, he is an automatic liability to get up a return touchdown. I mean, he may be the slowest player in the NFL.
He's not in the NFL anymore.
Well, formerly in the NFL.
There's no way, right? Oh, nice.
I don't know.
This is this sometimes does turn into a live pod. And I'll give you guys this. I've drafted AJ Brown in two leagues, and the man just decided to get his first catch 30 minutes in. 29 minutes and 40 seconds into the game.
So. Yeah, I may have jumped the gun on that one too. It may have had too much trust in the Titans doing something this year.
And I've had Corey Davis for the last 2 years, so the fact that I got AJ Brown this year, the Titans are also first.
We should just admit to ourselves that in fantasy, it's not a good strategy to get a number one guy on a bad team.
Yeah, it never works.
just because he's going to get touches.
The draft stock falls. The wide receiver touches thing, I mean, it just the looks don't work. If you're on a bad offense, just getting looks does not help. Not that the Titans are a bad offense, but, you know, they're not great.
No, exactly. But it's the same thought. It's the same thing as Corey Davis. It's like, okay, all right, like, am I really going to trust, like, Will Fuller to be good every single year, every single week in, week out? Like, probably not. It's like,
he also gets hurt every other week, so.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
but
Same goes for every Browns receiver, too. Like, officially, stock sold.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about
I'm glad I didn't invest anything in that offense this year. Thank God.
I drafted Nick Chubb. But outside of fantasy, which is going to be a 50-50 split, I'm already prepared for it. Very upset. Mm-hmm. Not looking good. But, Baker is so inaccurate. What is going on? OBJ could have had a 100-yard game in this Browns game. They were going to get rocked regardless. But OBJ could have had a 100-yard game. Baker, wildly inaccurate. And if you're a Browns fan, I mean, remember that streak of like 10 weeks out of the last 25 years when they thought they had a QB? When Baker is.
It was nice while it lasted. Yeah. That,
and now you got to watch Lamar on the other side from the same draft fucking torch you. That's got to be tough. It's coming from a Bears fan, that's got to be tough.
Are we ready to say that Sam Darnold might be better than Baker Mayfield? Because no, I'm getting to that point.
There. We're not. Sam Darnold is I'm also that pretty point. Darn bad.
He's yeah.
But he has Adam. I love Gase, this. So that takes.
Yeah, true. But Freddie Kitchens, Adam Gase, yeah.
Yeah.
There's not much of a difference there, coaching talent wise.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. I'm so out in the Browns, man. I'm officially not like. There's going to be a lot of like, well, maybe, man, just maybe. Maybe the Browns pull together. Who knows? Like, no. I'm not even letting my mind go there the rest of the year.
Yeah.
I'm just going to bet against the Browns every single week. The lines are going to be way too favorable for them because everyone somehow likes them for some reason.
They're favorites. Thursday night against the Bengals.
I cannot wait to bet on the Bengals to cover.
I think you can get. I think you can get like 6 points on them, something like that. It's something. It's something.
I might even sprinkle the Bengals money line on that one.
Wow. Go for it.
And they're a terrible team. That's just how low I think of the Browns right now.
Yeah, I'm out on the Browns. Max 7 wins. This offense, Baker's what? I don't know what happened. What commercials? What type of insurance does he try to sell me? Because I'm out on that.
I think Progressive.
Yeah. I have Geico.
Ooh, I think. Oh wait, I think I might. I think. Oh wait, I'm actually about to get Progressive. Ooh, I might need to make some calls tomorrow.
Yeah, Progressive. Do not sponsor this pod. I'm out.
Unless you release Baker Mayfield as an endorser.
It's us or Baker.
You make the choice, man. Those are some pretty cool commercials he made, but come on. Do you want an upcoming podcast?
Same. Yeah, the stock of this podcast is way higher than Baker Mayfield's career.
Yeah. Also, Stan, the NFC East.
Hold on. Staying with that game,
the Ravens.
I think I have said, you know, even after last year's MVP season, I wanted to see Lamar take another step with his passing. Jesus, he was dropping dimes. This man was dropping dimes. There was a throw to Mark Andrews where he threw it, like, I don't even think he got to really step into it, but 25 yards, just laser, just right over Mark Andrews. There was no gap. There was nowhere to throw the ball. And Mark Andrews just like climbed over a corner and grabbed it on like a, it may have been a spider two wide banana. Honestly, it was a post to the left.
Ooh. I'm pretty sure he did. He went to Gruden's QB camp.
Yeah, he must have. There's nowhere else you can buy that. Mark Andrews also playing like a top two, top three tight end out there.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And Lamar loves him. He gets so many touches.
Hey, I had that take. Oh my god. I had that take before last year. I was high on Mark Andrews because young quarterbacks love tight. I'm just saying. But
it's true.
Lamar
don't throw the outside. Too scary.
Yeah. Now Lamar can throw it where the hell he wants. Man, this guy's his passing and accuracy looks so good against the Browns.
It's terrible. Yeah, it's frankly, it's pretty terrifying.
Yeah, it's awful. Good luck. Good luck with that.
Yeah, I don't talk about the Ravens because really, I think, they've cemented everyone's confidence in them after that game. I mean, not even just like, the Browns weren't even part of that game at any point.
No, one was talking about
it. Start to finish.
The Browns did nothing impressive. It was brutal. Nope.
Yeah. Nick Chubb, I guess, maybe?
Yeah.
It's the best we can muster for the Browns. Yeah.
You want to talk about the NFC East?
Oh, I would love to talk about how what a terrible, terrible division it is.
The Washington football team in first place. The first place Washington football team.
My point exactly.
Yeah, I mean, well, now that the Washington football team have an infinitely better record than the Washington racist term. So I think stock up for the football team.
Yeah, should they just not rename? I think they should. I mean,
if they make the playoffs this year, if the fans like it, they'll keep the name.
I kind of like it, honestly.
Yeah, they're the football team. You want to be a football team?
It's like a Premier League team, you know? Yeah. It's like, we should call them like Washington FT, you know, for short. Washington FT.
It's like you're FaceTiming.
I like that. Oh, maybe. Yeah. Yeah. I'm good on that, actually. But yeah, I don't know. The Eagles, super disappointing, per usual. The Cowboys, also disappointing. Like, why is it every NFC East team that ever gets expectations has to choke every single year? Like, whichever team is picked as the favorite always chokes.
Carson Wentz did not look good in that second half. Can't put points on the board. I will give the Eagles this. They had, like, 7 starters out. I still think if I have to get by on a team in that division, I think I would go with the Eagles. But I don't know. It's tough.
But this happens every year, though. They're always hurts.
Yeah, they do get hurt a lot.
I mean, they're going to drop a lot of games early in the year. And Carson Wentz may actually die.
Dude, he has that 8 times.
I'm surprised he didn't like spontaneously combust or something after all the hits Chase Young was getting on him. Like, his body just be begging for mercy.
Yeah, Carson Wentz might die. That would be I'm not
rooting for it. So I'm just saying either. it's a higher possibility than most players in the league.
Yeah, I mean, we're only 2 quarterbacks getting hurt away from Josh McCown playing. So,
ooh, that's true.
I'm not saying we're rooting for it.
No. Well, I'm kind of ready for Josh McCown to start it one more time. One last rodeo for Josh McCown.
He's making.
And then he can go, right off into the sunsets, watching porn or whatever the hell he does in his free time.
I think he's making like Josh McCown's making like $650,000. I think this year we could get Josh McCown to sponsor this.
We could. Oh, I think he pays us.
We just remind people that Josh McCown's out there.
Yeah, every week we're just like, how we have a percent chance, like how close is he starting?
Probability, just giving you a number every week.
I'm putting it at 30%. 30%.
Right? 30%.
He will start. 30% chance that he'll start again this year.
And Carson Wentz are going to get hurt?
Jalen Hurts is hurt right now, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah, he is. He was inactive. Who's backing up Carson Wentz?
I guess Josh McCown now.
No, they must have someone else in there.
Look it up.
Josh McCown's 40. He's naturally just hurt.
He stays way healthier than the Carson Wentz could ever dream of. That's fair. First of all.
All right, we got. I wanted to get through all the divisions. So
okay. What else we have left?
We got NFC South, and I also let's do NFC South tonight.
And both South divisions. All right.
Well, the South division, we kind of said Philip Rivers is cursed and Texans, you know. Deshaun.
Yeah, exactly.
But we'll the see. NFC South, TB12, needs some more time. That offense wasn't that exciting. But Drew Brees' yards per attempt ugh, I'm out.
I mean, we all saw this coming, man. It's been slowly working to this each year, mm-hmm. as he just like throws more and more attempts. But
yeah, slants to Michael Thomas about the two oldest quarterbacks of all time. Was I supposed to get excited about this? Because I feel like that turned out to be the worst of the two versions, and we just
nostalgia is a hell of a drug, my friends.
Dink and dunk, and the most like timing. No wonder TB12 has to make so many hype videos about his practice. If his timing is off by half a second, that's offensive screwed, or a tenth of a second.
Agreed.
Yeah, that off. I mean, it's the margin of error for that offense is pretty low.
Yeah, there's something to be said about being a part of a winning culture and winning franchise too. Like, I don't know, like the standard that these like Bucks players were held to when Jameis was around was very, very different from what the standard of being held to now.
Yeah,
like,
that's fair.
I mean, Evans was jawing and letting himself get out of the game mentally, like, and didn't make his presence known until like the second half, which wasn't even that great of a performance, really. I mean,
yeah, his hamstring.
I don't know, man. There's a certain, yeah. I mean, for them to come to any of the aspirations that they put that they and the media put on them for the season, mm-hmm. there's going to be need to be a complete, like, you know, culture overhaul in Tampa Bay. Their O line is still super suspect. Tom's gonna get killed. They need to tighten this shit up quickly.
I like Bruce Arians.
This window is shrinking quickly.
Right.
Oh, I love Bruce Arians. I'm curious. I'm just worried about the talent on the roster.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting to see. I think that game, just like the Saints, you know, Drew Brees is 40 fine. He can't throw 40 yards, mm-hmm. but that system, that Saints, they got out coached. Tampa got out coached that game.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. That's what I'm saying, man. Like, that's really all it comes down to. It's just Sean Payton, just like, even the Saints don't feel like they're actually beating you or outplaying you. It's doing enough cute, weird shit that Sean Payton comes up with.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like Saturday nights
that
at 3 a.m.
That Taysom
just reading
Hill
film,
pass, like, was, and like,
watching
they,
film.
They had a, yeah, 100%. Sean Payton.
That was crazy.
The Taysom Hill pass to Alvin Kamara on 2nd and 5 to damn near like put the game away. Like,
oh yeah, I thought that was a 4th down play when they went for it.
There was a 2nd and 5 Taysom Hill pass to Alvin Kamara that I thought was even more impressive because
the deep pass.
Yeah, it's like when you don't have to pull out the trick plays, but you do. That's just balls.
Sean Payton loves that shit, man. Yeah. Every single time he gets a chance to do some weird trick play, he does it.
Yeah, good for him.
I mean, that guy's an actual madman.
Yeah,
yeah. Underrated, honestly. We don't talk about Sean Payton enough.
Well, nowadays. I mean, you picked the Falcons in the NFC South.
Yeah. I did do that. And I'm sticking to it, too.
Okay.
I'm sorry the Hawks were so good that everyone's going to feel terrible about the Falcons now.
I think we have to touch on the AFC East, Bills Mafia.
Mm-hmm.
I liked how the Bills looked.
Josh Allen looks good.
Yeah.
And not just in shorts. Not just in shorts, but also throwing the ball.
Yeah, there was one. He's still kind of a little too inconsistent.
He had a couple
moments, but I'm excited for it. If the Bills, also they were playing the Jets. The Jets might be the worst team in the NFL.
They're playing like it. That's for sure. I mean, they have zero offense whatsoever. Like,
yeah,
they're
bad.
There's nothing more you can say about them that hasn't already been said. I mean, they have some good defensive players, Quinn Williams and such, but yeah, their offense is anemic.
Mm-hmm. Anemic.
Put it nicely. We're reaching the E-word talk at this point already.
It's because Adam
Gase. We've gotten to that point.
I don't think Adam Gase would. Yeah, he doesn't feed his players. I could see that. AFC West. Also, I know we already hit on the Chiefs. And the Broncos are actually playing while we record this pod. It's a halftime in the second game of Monday Night Football. The AFC West. The Raiders beating the Panthers. I think this could be John Gruden playoffs here.
Oh, come on. The Panthers had no expectations this year. That wasn't even.
I liked how that offense looked. Josh Jacobs is, he's a clear cut, like, he's a star running back. And Derek Carr looked pretty freaking accurate.
Mm hmm.
So
adding that addition of Ruggs and Waller being the standout that he was last year, I mean, the things are really opening up for that offense.
Right.
I mean, there's no reason they shouldn't be better if the O-line play holds up.
I'll stick with my Colts sleeper pick, and I don't think the Bills were a sleeper, but I think no. The Raiders could make some noise too. We'll see.
Right. Well, also, I need your thoughts. What were your thoughts on Cam's first game as a Patriots under his super safe, no risk offense?
Yeah, it's not a very explosive offense, right? I think it's still. I'm not. I think the ceiling on the pads, I hate to say it, is pretty low. I think the floor is very high because of Bill Belichick and how well coached this team is. But
exactly,
the ceiling is.
The defense is terrible, though. Their defense sucks. And people,
they lost a lot of players.
They lost nearly every single relevant player outside of McCourty and. Well, actually, just one McCourty.
Gilmore.
Are both playing?
I thought both.
And Gilmore. Yeah.
Both are there, Gilmore. Yeah, their front seven is completely overhauled. Yeah, I mean, they were playing the Dolphins. So, I can't judge the AFC East until they play other teams.
Yeah, exactly. The AFC East also, I'm not taking three of those teams. I'm taking the Pats halfway seriously. I mean, you can't rule out the Belichick, but... Yeah. We'll see how they expand the offense when they start playing real teams.
Ryan Fitzpatrick. Because I mean, you can't.
He's part of a team that exists in the NFL. Whether or not you want to call them real,
he's not a part of the football team. We know that for sure.
Exactly. There's only a lucky few.
Yeah.
That gets to be part of Dan Snyder's the football team.
Mm-hmm. A very few select units. They're like the Navy SEALs, Washington football team.
America's team.
Yep. You heard it here first.
Yeah. All right. What about the AFC West can we cover? I'll cover the Chargers.
I'll take the Raiders finishing second in that division and potentially sneaking in a wild. I mean, the Chiefs are a cheat code. Jesus. Give up.
Yeah. Are we saying the Broncos season is already over before it started as soon as they lost Von Miller?
Losing Von Miller. I mean, you have a defensive-minded head coach and a second-year quarterback. I mean, the offense has weapons, but losing Von Miller, Cortland Sutton's not even playing tonight. They're not explosive enough. I'm not worried about the Broncos.
Yeah, I mean, unless Jerry Jeudy just goes completely, you know, ballistic, I don't think anything's going
to
change.
Rookie wide receivers are tough. I mean, it's tough.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, and I'm not trusting Drew Lock to get him involved either. There's been a lot of Broncos sleeper hype. I'm not really behind it yet.
Yeah, I haven't even heard. Where is the hype? Who are you talking to?
I don't know. Sources. Okay. It's actually great. I can just create a straw man argument by just saying sources.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's fair. I'm not going to argue
every
with
single
that.
Time.
I don't have the same exactly. Different sources.
Exactly.
Final thoughts on the NFL?
Oh shit.
That's final thought?
Headphones got caught. Basically my final thoughts. I would say that be wary of the week two gambling lines. That's all I'm gonna say.
Lines that look scary.
I haven't seen the lines yet. I'm just saying I'm not sure they're even released yet. I'm just saying be wary. Let's not overreact too much to everything that's happening here from a gambling perspective.
This is how the sportsbooks get you. That's a good call. That's a good take.
Yeah, like they're hoping that everyone they're praying. Like, okay, we're hoping that you only consider the results of the past game. I mean, people like you are going to make the Raiders a damn favorite in their next game.
Yeah, I'm on board with that. Hammer the Raiders line. I don't care what it is.
It's easy money.
I don't even know who Las Vegas. Las Vegas, not Oakland.
All right.
I don't even know who they're playing. Hammer that money line.
Yeah, any listeners of the show that are betting on the Raiders next week, send in your receipts before and after. I want to know cumulatively how many people from this podcast lost money on the Raiders.
They're playing the
Saints. I need to know.
Do not hammer the money line. Hammer the spread.
Yeah,
let's
hammer the spread. Yeah, exactly. Hammer the spread. We're out in the Saints, in on the Raiders.
The Raiders are going New Orleans, Patriots, Bills, Chiefs, Bucks. Okay.
How do you feel about that second place in the
I am in. We'll find out. We'll know who the Raiders are.
Well, I mean, they can definitely get. Yeah, they can definitely get three or four wins out of the non-Chiefs AFC West opponents, though. So
yeah, that's just not until the second half of their schedule. So
But no, what about you? What are your closing thoughts on the NFL week one?
Closing thoughts. Look at team schedules before you
you make predictions.
Hammer the spread. But yo, I will say this. I'm pro here, hot take. Pro football being on. And I'll say this. I was against the fake fan noise. I'm pro fake fan noise as well. Given the lack of staff you need to run the stadium currently, put more resources and time the fake noise better and make it even a little bit louder. I'm on board with that. I want the quarterback to struggle communicating to his wide receivers. I don't like that it's so nonchalant.
I agree. One cool thing about that I did hear about the at some stadiums, I think this is only one of them. I forget which one it was when watching the game, but they actually used one of the stadiums. They actually used sound bites from NFL films.
I think a lot of them are. I heard that recently.
I love it. Yeah. That's a great fun fact. I was like, wow. I want like a real, like, all right, fourth and five, you know, fourth and two stop kind of reaction, you know. Like it really varies so much.
Yeah, it feels especially awkward in the indoor stadiums. SoFi on Sunday night, New Orleans, because I think the indoor vibe, it makes you feel like it should be even louder. So when there's no fans there, it just doesn't feel electric. Like, I feel like indoor football stadiums, you can almost feel the ground shaking when fans are there. Ooh. Without that there, it's odd. So if you run SoFi, Cowboys, New Orleans, if you happen to be listening to this podcast, pump it up. Pump up the noise.
Yeah, why not? Fuck that 70 decibel rule.
I'm out.
That's just a weak level of decibels, bro. I'm not a big decibel guy personally. I don't know much about decibels, but 70 does not sound like nearly enough.
Mm-hmm. That number needs to be bigger.
Yeah. I'm talking triple digits at least.
Yeah, three digits for sure. I'm not a big math guy either, but I'm thinking at least three digits.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's a good. That's good. I mean, that's my big.
Also, final take. Jamal Adams, potential defensive player of the year candidates.
Yeah.
He was that good.
He's gonna rub the media. He's gonna rub the media the wrong way if he keeps bashing the Jets, New York.
Yeah, it's basically that's the equivalent of our Myers Leonard points from last week. It's like, come on, man! Like,
leave it alone.
It's so easy to make Jets alone, jokes. Bro. Like, you come off as a real dick, real bully.
Guys, come, guys, dude, are you serious? They just lost to the Bills, and it wasn't even close. Josh Allen looks like an early MVP candidate because of the Jets.
Ooh.
I'm not saying that.
I spaced out for like 2 seconds before you said that. I was like, wait, what?
I got my hands full with the Raiders thing. I can't take out the Josh Allen. But
two AFC teams too. Relax,
Jets,
man.
Leave the Jets alone. That's what this podcast is about. Leave the Jets alone.
Yeah. Anti-bullying podcast. Mm-hmm. We're actually gonna, after this, we're not gonna keep pounding on the Browns as much as they, or keep shitting on the Browns as much as we have been. I mean, come on. At a certain point, if they start going like 0-6, I'm just gonna stop talking about them. Mm-hmm. I won't want to keep insulting them. I want to keep insulting Randy Bullock and his fat ass, but anyone else? No, I don't want to.
No, yeah, I'm the points. I am very down to see Baker and Trevor Lawrence in the same quarterback room.
Oh. Ooh, actually, yeah, no, please don't do that to Trevor Lawrence. I want Trevor Lawrence to actually succeed. Please don't.
I mean, I think
no Jets either.
He's gonna go. The Raiders to a bad I'm cool team. With though. You know how this works, right?
The Raiders I'm cool with.
The Raiders are cool not. The Raiders. The Raiders are gonna be a. They're gonna be in the playoffs. You're just here the rest of the last 30 minutes of this pod.
I heard. I still feel the exact same way. I think.